to Kevin's English Room Podcast. Cast.
Oh, that was nice.
Forget it this time.
Oh, cool.
All right.
That was really a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I did feel like I was, my echoing skill has gone a little bit like, like off. But now that was kind of on point. Yeah.
Get back.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this one is from Amy-san today.
Okay. Thank you, Amy-san.
Thank you. こちらで会っていますか?
Oh, everyone's so not confident of where to... I'm sorry, guys. It's Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram's good.
Because there's no place that we clearly say that. It's just we saying, verbally saying this through the podcast. There's not, you know, clearly, you know.
Right. So... But, It's just basically luck.
Yeah.
Like if you run into an episode where I tell you where to get the... Yeah.
True.
It's Instagram DMs.
Yeah. Right. So, こちらで会っていますか?どなたかいらっしゃいますか?読んでいただけないかもしれないですが、書いてみます。
Thank you.
山様、ケビン様。
Oh, very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you.
こんにちは、エミと言います。私はパートナーと二人で楽しく暮らす48歳の会社員です。水平線を聞いて、山ちゃんのジュシラに見事に打ち抜かれ、その日から KER 付けの日々です。楽しい。
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. 英語コンテンツで発音について発信しているお二人は、好きな音や言いたくなる言葉はありますか
?Okay.
複数の言葉を話せて、歌が とても上手なので、私が感じる以上に音や発音について思うことがありそうだなと思いました。そういう人は耳がいいとも言いますし。私が言いたくなる言葉は、I love him です。レミゼラブルで、エポニーヌが雨に打たれながら歌う切ないフレーズです。静かに発音すると、エポニーヌの気持ちが伝わってくる気がします。また、お二人の声を聞いていて好きだなと思った音は、山ちゃんの山ちゃんの相槌や静かにつぶやく話し方。もちろん、ジュシラも。ケビンさんがゆっくり発音するときの、実は、の、は、や、でも、の、も。いろんな音が混ざって聞こえて印象に残り魅力的です。お二人はどんな音がお気に入りですか?どんな言葉がお気に入りですか?これからも楽しい会話を聞かせてください。心からの大好きとありがとうを KER に送ります。
Wow. So
kind.
Kind,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.Can you say, 実は, please?
Like in a slow, slow kind of...
Yeah.
Let me just remember what
okay.
it was.
Okay.
俺から生配信の時の言い方なのかな?
Yeah, maybe so.
実は...
Okay.
実は...
Okay. What about でも?
でも... 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 Really, is it that, like, special? Like, irregular? I think it's pretty, like, normal, but no? でも。
Yeah, you're using, moving when you pronounce more. You know, it's just M-O.
Yeah.
But, you sound like more a little bit.
Really?
If you do
でも。
Yeah, your mouth still moving and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 実は。
なんか、わー、not わー、but like, わー、わー。
Yeah.
W-A.
Yeah, true.
わ
ー。True. And what I like about your pronunciation is you always have a little nasal sound.
What's that?
It's a kind of hana no.
Right.
Yeah, you have this sound so.
Bien.
I'm not sure of that. Is that because of that?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
oh, really?
Like the, sound, right?
Yeah.
I think that's because I'm bien.
Yeah, but in any reason.
Okay.
From any reason, it sounds cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Especially you use high pitched voice.
Mm-hmm.
Nasal sound is strong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like...
I don't know.
not that. Soft but high one.
Huh? But Hyun? Like this?
No, sorry. No, no, no. I would say if you do that in the future. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm going to let you know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, do you have any favorite sound or favorite word that you want to pronounce?
I actually, right now I'm watching a Netflix drama mm-hmm. called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. What kind of story is that?
It's a New York New York Police, NYPD, New York Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comedy.
Comedy?
It's a hardcore comedy.
Okay.
And it's about this, you know, New York detective teams just, you know, okay. fighting against crime. Okay. And like,
not like crime drama.
It's not a crime drama. It's more like the characters mm-hmm. of the detectives are funny.
Okay.
And like their private lives uh-huh. and like romance and like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a boss that never smiles versus like a detective that's always silly.
And okay.
Like
okay.
The interactions between them is funny.
Okay.
Those kind of things. One Majime girl.
Yeah.
One like lazy Oji-san. Things like that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And one of the characters' name is Boyle. Boyle.
Okay.
And right now I'm kind of enjoying me saying Boyle. Boyle.
Yeah, yeah. It's a funny sound.
Right. It makes me want to say it. Boyle. Boyle.
Yeah, that's true.
Boyle. Yeah. And it's a funny guy. He's a very
funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy.
Okay.
Boyle. Yeah.
Boyle. Me, I had a, you know, Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
The pirate.
Yes.
The Pirates of Caribbean.
Yes.
The Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
He used to say, welcome aboard.
Uh-huh.
That's I like that.
Why?
I don't know. I like the sound.
Oh, yeah.
He was always drunk.
Uh-huh.
And like, welcome aboard.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I did like that phrase. And
the way he said it was nice. His voice was nice.
I guess so.
The phrase.
Well, the voice.
Everything.
Everything was hit me. One moment I was obsessed with that phrase.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. You know, there are not many situations that I can use that phrase.
True.
In a real life.
True.
And I... At the time, I didn't... That was when I was 12.
Oh, okay.
And I did a one-month homestay
okay.
to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many timings that I can use that phrase.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I thought welcome aboard is just welcome.
Uh-huh.
It's like hi.
Ah, okay.
So whenever I meet someone,
did you use
I that? Use that phrase. Oh, welcome aboard. To
like
anybody.
On what? Right?
Yeah. Was a little moving like that.
Oh, really?
Jack Sparrow did.
And how old were you when you did that?
12.
12,
yeah. Yeah. It's cute, you know?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that phrase.
Yeah.
Do you have any? Any sound?
Any sound? Like, yeah. I do enjoy the R sound.
Oh, you you enjoy that sound?
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it. Like, really. Really.
Uh-huh.
Reluctantly.
Okay.
Revealing.
Oh, you like to pronounce that.
I do. I like that.
Okay.
It's
really American.
Yeah.
Mm.
I also love, I like to say what the fuck in a more... Fuck the! Did you get that? Like, it's not what the fuck. It's more like the fuck. It's the fuck.
Yeah.
That's it. The fuck. I like to say it like that.
It's a little problem that you like to pronounce that phrase, but I kind of understand that.
It adds a little more of a aggressiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing I can think of on the spot is clam chowder. Clam chowder is really satisfying to say.
Really?
Clam chowder.
Yeah, but that's a cool sound.
Yeah. Clam chowder. Try it, man. It's
okay.
It's great. Well, hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Clam chowder.
Oh, no, man. You gotta see the L.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Should be more stronger.
You gotta be careful with the L. Yeah.
Okay.
Clam chowder.
Okay, yeah. Clam chowder.
There you go. Clam chowder. Clam chowder.
Clam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that M sound of American people make.
The clams M?
L.
Oh, like L. 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 Got it.
L-A sound.
I got it, yeah.
Clam. Lamb.
Clam. Lamb. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, true.
Satisfying. Yeah. Right. I'm sure all of you guys are saying clam chowder right now.
Lamb.
Tell guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slam the door.
Oh, yeah. Slam the door.
Yeah.
Wireless LAN.
What?
Wireless LAN. Yeah. Wireless LAN. LAN.
Yeah.
It's the same LAN.
La la LAN.
La la LAN.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That's cool, actually. Nice to hear those sound.
Versace. Versace's kind of
classic. Oh, yeah.
Versace. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chevrolet.
Oh, is that satisfying?
Yeah, it's satisfying. Oh. Corvette. It's satisfying to say.
Okay.
Why is Corvette?
Why is
Corvette?
Okay.
Corvette. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's satisfying.
All right. Cool. Yeah. It's good to, you know, find those nice to your ear sound.
Yeah, yeah.
When you...
Why?
Why
is it good to...
To learn new language.
Yeah.
Because if you like the sound, if you like to pronounce that sound,
so true.
It's, you know, easier so for you true. To... You reach the point, you know.
That's so true.
Yeah, like yeah. Clam or yeah. Like those R sound too.
I will never forget otoke in Korean because I love the sound otoke.
Yeah,
like doshio.
Yeah, yeah.
Otoke.
Yeah, but that's important, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it is important. Okay.
Yeah, true.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye bye.